This is Akashvani, the news read by Shagun Chopra. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will visit flood-ravaged Punjab on Tuesday to review the situation. Mr. Modi is expected to gain a clear understanding of ground realities to ensure maximum assistance for those affected. Confirming the visit, State BJP President Sunil Jakhar in a social media post said the Prime Minister is deeply concerned about the crisis and is closely monitoring developments. Meanwhile, flood-hit Punjab is slowly returning to normalcy after losing 46 lives and suffering extensive damage to land, property and livestock. The Indian Air Force, IAF, has carried out a major humanitarian operation in landslide-affected regions of Jammu and Kashmir, Punjab and Himachal Pradesh. In a social media post, Western Air Command said of IAF evacuated 541 people from Bharmaur Chamba sector and airlifted over 10,000 kgs of essential relief material in Kullu and Kishtwar sectors. Prime Minister Narendra Modi announced the next generation of GST reforms from the ramparts of Red Fort on this Independence Day. The Prime Minister's vision of creating a more efficient and citizen-friendly economy was realized as the GST Council on the 3rd of September simplified the India direct tax system in a two-tier structure of 5% and 18% from a four-tier structure of 5%, 12%, 18% and 28%. The GST reforms will come into effect from 22nd of this month. Our correspondent takes a look at the reforms undertaken for MSME.
For e-commerce, the recent GST reforms are helping to ease both making online shopping cheaper and business more competitive. First, the cost of packing materials like cartons, boxes, trays and packing paper has came down. With GST reduced to just 5%, sellers now spend less on each shipment. This is especially helpful for MSMEs and food processing units. Meanwhile, trucks and delivery vans, which is now under 18% GST instead of 28%. This means cheaper vehicles, lower freight rates, and more efficient last miles delivery. With Rahisuddin, Ishani Yadav, Akashvani News, Delhi.
Union Minister Dr. Jitendra Singh has felicitated the student winners in New Delhi, comprising the Indian team at the 18th International Earth Science Olympiad 2025, held at Jining in China last month. Team India put up a stellar performance by securing a total of 7 medals, including 1 gold, 4 silver and 2 bronze, along with a third prize in the International Geoscience Youth Movement Reporter category. Speaking on the occasion, Dr. Jitendra Singh lauded the young achievers for bringing glory to the nation and said the results reflect the new aspirational spirit among youth, particularly from Tier 2 and Tier 3 cities. Japanese Prime Minister Shigeru Ishiba today resigned after less than a year in office following election defeats that cost his ruling Liberal Democratic Party, LDP, its parliamentary majorities. Ishiba said during a televised press conference that he decided also to resign from his position as president of the Liberal Democratic Party. In Kerala, Union Minister of State for Petroleum and Natural Gas and Tourism, Suresh Gopi, said that maximum consideration will be given for tourism-related projects in Alappuzha. He inaugurating the Payyappar boat race at Alappuzha district of Kerala. This annual boat race held during the Onam season commemorates the installation of the idol at the Subramanya Swami temple. A rare celestial event is set to unfold tonight as a total lunar eclipse will be visible in the sky. It will be clearly visible across India, including cities like Delhi, Mumbai, Kolkata and Bengaluru, as well as in other parts of Asia, Australia, Eastern Africa and parts of Europe. According to media reports, the eclipse will begin at 8:58 p.m. and end at 2:25 a.m. In archery, India's men compound team scripted history today by winning its first ever gold medal at the World Championships in Guangzhou, South Korea. The Indian team defeated France in a thrilling final. Earlier, the mixed team of Jyoti Surekha Vennam and Rishabh Yadav settled for silver after losing to the Netherlands. In hockey, India will take on South Korea in the summit clash of Men's Asia Cup tournament at Rajgir in Bihar at 7:30 p.m. In the US Open tennis, top seed and defending champion Jannik Sinner will take on second seed Carlos Alcaraz in the men's singles final in New York at 11:30 p.m. tonight. And that is the end of this news bulletin.